Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Chasing Sunsets. Just gonna do 30 minutes of it. And of course, we'll be doing the Being a Dick Tomorrow and Fetish Locator, so stay tuned for those. Definitely a lot of AVNs going to still come on in Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy, because, I mean, we're pretty much doing mostly AVN right now. That seems to be our main thing. It might be the main thing for the foreseeable future, because people really seem to love these, and I've gotten really into them, so don't see why we should stop. All right. Prizer Headquarters, Boston, Massachusetts, 16 years ago. You wanted to see me, sir? Jesus, Devin, have you been sleeping under an overpass? No, sir, just a rough night. Ah, yes, Dr. Forrester resigned. Probably for the best. Now you'll be free to focus entirely on Crucible. I don't think so. I'm sorry, I don't think I heard you completely. I'm done too, Roger. Consider this my notice. The commanding figure gets up from behind his desk and regards the city through the nearby window. The company has sunk nearly $2 billion into Crucible, into your vision. And you think we'll just let you walk away with us holding the bag because you can't deal with rejection? It's not that simple. Some of the resources I need are irreplaceable. Turning back towards Devin, Roger sees. I want designer babies wrapped up in neat little packages I can sell to soccer moms and royalty. I want perfect little artists, geniuses, and athletes people take out a second mortgage to afford. Instead, you've cost me 10 years and the GDP of Belize trying to replicate your office crush. Wait, you knew? I tolerated it because it was moving the tech forward and at least your conscience. But if you think I'll let you walk away this close to the finish line, you sorely misjudge me. There is no mistaking the threat in Roger's voice, so Devin considers his next words carefully. A short sabbatical then? Just to get my focus back? Say, 6 months? Roger seems on the verge of lashing out again, but at last speaks in a cold, measured tone. Very well, get your head back in the game, then we'll expect you to finish what you started. Oh, and Devin? Do me a favor. Stay in town, would you? Yes, sir. Thank you for understanding. Devin departs with the enthusiasm of a man anxious to be anywhere else on Earth. As Roger grimly watches him leave, another man enters through the same door in a neatly pressed suit. What do you think, Vince? You'll cut and run, as I see it is our biggest liability right now. No, we have a bigger one. Sarah Forrester resigned yesterday. Ah, the lady doctor has been poking around in the Pregnia archives. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. That complicates things. Liquidating two problems from the same department would draw attention. Just keep an eye on them for now. Carrots before sticks, Vincent. Postponing the inevitable just adds risk. Completely avoidable risk. But a calculated one to recoup our investment. We won't burn bridges before their time. Polygene Headquarters, Boston, Massachusetts, 3 years ago. Annette, I just got off the phone with George, and he says those patent forms haven't arrived. You told me they'd be in his hands yesterday. I delegated it to the new guy. Delegated? The deadline was 3 hours ago. Fuck! Yeah, well, you know how hard it is to find good help these days. Lisa gives the woman an ironic glare. Yes, the reminders are everywhere. Here's one mystery solved anyway. The package is right where I left it. Let's go explain to the boss why a life-saving clinical trial got delayed because of a mailroom mix-up. I'd love to, but I'm expecting a call. I can send Chris right over there as soon as he's back from break. Please do. 10 minutes later, nervous-looking Christian catches up to Lisa outside Sarah's office. Annette said you wanted to see me right away. Eh, not particularly, but I suppose we should at least go through the motions. Lisa's eyes are drawn to several poorly concealed bruises on Christian's arm. I don't understand. Do you need something from me? Just answers. Did Annette ask you to deliver anything to Worthwent, Turner, and Hooch yesterday? No, she had me on receivables. She was gone for the day when I wrapped up. Thanks, Chris. This isn't on you. In fact, you can take the rest of the day off. As Lisa disappears into Sarah's office, Christian breathes a sigh of relief. Fuck, if she'd seen me, it would have been over. I need to get off this floor. In spite of his apprehension, he finds himself eavesdropping on the conversation in Sarah's office. Sarah, I located those missing documents. I can drop them by George's office on the way home. Thank goodness, where were they? Right where I left them. Annette says her new guy spaced it. That's disappointing. Everyone makes mistakes. But throwing her employees under the bus to protect herself is becoming a pattern. I see it too. How do you want it handled? You're an executive now. What's your solution? Annette has potential, but she's selfish and ambitious. She won't change her behavior on her own. I agree. So? I'll tell her that her promotions hinge on a rate your manager survey her employees fill out. Very clever. Nullifying one flaw with another. I approve. So what's the story with the kid she tried to burn? He interviewed well, but keeps to himself. Seems focused and hardworking enough, but... But what? I've noticed bruises on him a few times. He tries to hide them under long sleeves. Maybe he's in a fight club, or on a rugby team, or... He must have an abuser. He wouldn't hide the marks if he wasn't ashamed of them. Tread lightly, but put some thought into how we can help him without making things worse. Of course, Sarah. Nesbitt Residence. Oh, man. Fuck the name of that beach. Tickleway Beach? Two ways. 2 weeks after the storm. I finally have some downtime to get caught up on my journal. Everything has been nuts since the typhoon. I need to do better at this. Writing helps dads... Hold on. That's not the way that should be said. I need to do better at this. Writing help keeps dad's memory alive. Life has been like drinking from a fire hose since David was killed. Or David. The number of things going on in my life are difficult to keep track of. Some of it is just too volatile to even put into writing. So where to start? I suppose I should begin with Lisa. I figured her walking into my shower with Jay was going to blow up in a big way. Turns out she had something else on her mind. MV Sunset, the morning after the storm. Upon entering your room, Lisa's demeanor turns contemplative. She seems out of her element. I hope this isn't a lecture, because I'm not in the mood. No, that's a conversation for another time. Grim, sit. Her usual tone of command is gone, replaced by a sympathetic gravitas that lowers your guard. George received a call earlier. I came looking for you, but you were occupied. And given the state I found you in, I figured it could wait. Seems I was wrong. A call? From who? The family liaison officer assigned to James and Sarah's accident in Scotland. Oh? I should get Jay. You can fill her in afterwards if you want, but this really concerns you. I don't understand. Your folks came to visit you in Sicily shortly before the accident. That's right. Do you remember anything that seemed out of the ordinary when they were with you? No, we were just so happy to see each other. Everything else just faded into the background. I remember how excited they were to see you again. Where are you going with this, Lisa? Inspector Stewart wants to set up a video interview with you soon. He has some questions. I don't know how I can help.
Try that one again.
I don't know how I can help. I was 2,000 miles away when it happened. Me either. George has put out some feelers with the Lord Advocate's office to confirm, but...
Say it.
Grim, I think the police suspect that what happened to your mom and dad wasn't an accident. What a gut punch. I thought I'd move past it only to get yanked back to that moment. I keep trying to remember details or if anything seemed off, but nothing stands out. I still had to share Lisa's news with Jay, and I wasn't sure how she'd take it. And on top of that, we still had to discuss the night we spent together and what it meant. With Jay being Jay, it didn't take long for her to find me. This is the last of it. Oliver said we're pulling in the dry dock soon. Y'all packed? Oh, hey, sis. Instead of replying, Jay just stares at you with a predatory gleam in her eye. So I talked to Lisa. And she doesn't want to talk about Lisa. As a spring loaded, Jay hurls herself at you like a ravenous ginger tiger. Oh, fuck, Jay, this isn't even your diary. Oof. This is gonna suck without... To your pleasant surprise, you came to rest on the springy softness of your mattress. You officially now have permission to read my diary whenever you want. This feels familiar. Not familiar enough if you ask me. Be careful what you wish for. Who knows how a full body tackle could escalate? Jay's eyes grow hungrier and you feel a wanton tension in her body. So... Her sudden kiss is intensified by the scent of her hair and the taste of her lip gloss. What did... Her body trembles at the second as the second kiss inflames her need. Lisa have to say. Her raw passion and willing body against you nearly causes you to surrender entirely to instinct. Are they cutting us loose? Is she blackmailing us? Is George having a panic attack? Please say yes. Not exactly. Would it be so bad if we had to forget about all this estate bullshit and just go home? Jay moans hungrily into the kiss as she presses her mouth against you and your tongues duel. To work on more important things? Sis, it was about Mom and Dad. Jay recoils in surprise. Wait, what? The mood shattered, Jay withdraws and sits somberly at the foot of the bed. Yeah, I guess the police have some questions for me. Jay's curiosity is piqued. Any idea why? Just an educated guess, but Lisa thinks they suspect foul play. Jay's shoulders slump slightly, yet she seems almost relieved. Not quite the reaction I expected. Jay's eyes harden and she meets your gaze again. Part of me never accepted that Dad just lost control. That just wasn't him. I knew better. Deep down, I did too. You feel your own anger begin to rise in your answer to your sister's. So, sis, if it's true, Grim, throat punches are back on the menu. Yeah, we'd have to do something. The two of you sit in silence for a moment before Jay circles back. Looking back, I think my throat punches were just repressed feelings. It'd be kind of fucked up if they were, but wrestling with you is one of my favorite memories. I bet. Oh, speaking of memories... Wow, no blood relation, Grim. No blood relation. Jay reaches under your bed and produces the gift bag she fell overboard pursuing. Happy birthday, Grim. Oh, shit, that's right. Happy birthday, sis. It's not much. You remember when I missed your Lakeland game? Lakeland. Only for the rest of my life. Ass. Oh. So I tracked down Brian Smith and asked if he kept the ball from the opening pitch. Turns out he did. When I told him why I wanted it, he just gave it to me outright. But Lakeland forfeited. We never played. No, that's not the point. I really let you down and this is my apology. You can hold it in your hand whenever you want. Wow, I... Forgot it was our birthday? No biggie. Who's keeping score? Don't be ridiculous. Here. You send a mental thank you to Tara as you reach behind your rucksack. Presenting the box to Jay, her eyes widen in surprise and she squeals delightedly. You did remember. Oh my god. What's in the box? All hands on deck, please. Man the ropes. Just open it later, sis. Oliver needs us. Jay shoots you a petulant look. But no! What's going on now? With the sunset and dry dock, give me a minute. Finding accommodations was our next problem. Lisa wanted to return to Boston, but George wouldn't hear it. Even his backup plans have backups, so I already had his eye on a place to stay. Of course, he sent me to seal the deal. This looks like the address. Somebody's living the high life. You begin scanning for potted plants as you approach the door. I feel like I've seen this fern someplace before. Deja vu, I guess. Rustles inconspicuously. Yep, the key is right where the... The key is right where George said it would be. Unlocking the door, you step into the impressive estate. Coffee? And bacon? George said this place would be empty. Air conditioning is on, too. Somebody's living here. A quick look around the main floor reveals no clues. Maybe somebody's upstairs. You're about to climb the stairs when you notice the yard door is ajar. Hello? Anyone home? Stepping onto the expensive patio, you're dazzled by the glare of the sunlight reflecting off the pool. You jump a little as you notice a nearby topless woman regarding you with a bemused expression. Holy cats, Egg, you magnificent bastard! Egg, you mean... Eggian? Don't even worry about it, sweetie. You weren't exactly hired for deep conversation. Now take off that shirt and get to it. Tools are in the garage. The woman with a slight Texas drawl... Oh! Holy cats! Egg, you magnificent bastard! Egg, you mean Egg John? Don't even worry about it, sweetie. You weren't exactly hired for deep conversation. Now, take off that shirt and get to it. Tools are in the garage. The woman with a slight Texas drawl looks appraisingly at you over the top of her glasses. Hot damn, you look like a Chippendale. Call me Bianca. My eyes are up here, Bianca. I'm grim. Won't even remember your name tomorrow. That shirt ain't gonna take itself off. What do you think I'm here for, exactly? Does this place belong to Gary Nesbitt? Apparently unfazed by her state of undress, she squares up on you with her eyes ablaze. The hell it does! That cheating son of a bitch lost it in the divorce. And if you ain't the pool boy I hired from Egg, you can fuck right off with him. Oh, we're gonna do this. You smile roguishly and begin unbuttoning your shirt to Bianca's vociferous approval. Oh, hell yeah, now we're talking. The lascivious woman is struck speechless the moment as your shirt falls open. So the tools are in the garage then. Yeah, in the garage. Jesus, Mary and Joseph, I'd break him off in me. Ma'am, are you all right? She's looking at me like I'm a piece of meat. Is that what girls have to deal with? Just Bianca would do. I ain't old enough to be a ma'am yet. Of course, Bianca. So should I just go get the nets, or did you have other needs? As if entranced, she approaches and hesitantly traces the contours of your chest with her finger. Her statuesque body oozes womanly sexuality, yet exhibits the muscle tone of an athlete. What did you say your name was again? The scent of her coconut bronzer, just a hint of her arousal, fills the air. I'm Grim. Sarah and JM... I would try that one again. Damn, that's not how you introduce yourself to a woman, especially a woman of that stature. I'm Grim, Sarah and James Campbell's son. I'm here with my sister. Bianca yanks back her hand as if stung by a bee. And you just let me perv on you like that? You're the one that ran off, ain't you? It's complicated. Button your shirt back up, you knucklehead. Making my head go wonky, sticking that six-pack in my face. Smartass probably has a big old dick to go with it. Bianca restores her towel indignantly. Well, maybe you're a lost cause, but that Jay was always a little firecracker. You don't even know. I ain't seen her since she was yay high. Bianca brightens suddenly as she begins to connect the dots. So your sister's here too? What about Joe? What about Sophie? I just love that woman to pieces. Yes, but not with me. Look, I wasn't expecting to find anyone here. Why not? I live here. I don't think George knew about your divorce, and we're in a bit of a bind. What sort of mine? We were staying on the yacht and it was damaged in the storm. Ah, and George remembered old Gary Nesbitt's cheaty smash paid right on the beach. Is that about the size of it? Something like that. I don't think he used the words cheaty smash pad, though. Bianca thinks for a moment. How many are we talking? And for how long? It would be myself, George, Lisa, Jay, Oliver, and Sophie, Chef Tanaka, and one more. Bianca does the math in her head. So, 7 rooms for how long? I don't know, a month or less? Well, girls' night in the hot tub with Sophie does sound like a hoot. Don't forget a live-in chef. I like where your head's at. As she considers, you see Bianca's eyes involuntarily wander back to your chest. But I still need a pool boy. You know, I picked up some tantra in Berlin. As in, the tantric massage? You don't say. I'm betting that after a couple weeks, you'll hate to see us leave. You think? Paint a picture for me. Imagine waking up to a chef's breakfast, then taking your mornings by the pool. Uh-huh. Outlines are coming into focus for me. Bottomless mimosas and rum punch until the day gets too hot. Mmm, something's getting hot, all right. Keep talking. Then there's my pool services, but I'd attend to anything that needs a man's touch, of course. Ooh, no, we didn't say that right. Then there's my pool services, but I'd attend to anything that needs a man's touch, of course. Bianca bites her lip, a tiny involuntary moan. Ooh. Bianca bites her lip and a tiny involuntary moan escapes. You're gonna have to imagine it. I was gonna say yes anyway, but damn if you didn't just sell it. You won't regret it, I hope. So what now? Bianca's towel drops to the ground again and she winks as she answers. So what now? When can y'all move in? The sunset's damage meant she'd be in dry dock until she was sold next month. We spent several evenings boxing up and warehousing Mom and Dad's belongings. When we were done, all that was left was to say goodbye to her. Grim, I am going ashore. Come now, there is nothing left to do here. I'll just be another minute, Oliver. I hear we have you to thank for arranging our temporary accommodations. One less worry, I guess. How long do you think she'll be in dry dock? Difficult to say. Often, the worst damage is invisible. She's a tough old girl, though. With a little kindness, she'll sail true once again. I did recover a bottle of Diplomatico from my cabin. Join me in a toast to indomitable women! Are we talking about Jay, Sophia, or the sunset? I'd drink to any of them. I'll let you decide. No very quiet toast pair best with Miss Naughty. Do I detect a hint of fear in your voice, oh captain, my captain? Respect! Both her sense of hearing and creativity on matters of revenge are legendary. You chuckle quietly as the captain departs, whistling La Vie en Rose cheerfully to himself. He's right, you know. Jay's voice startles you, coming seemingly out of nowhere on a boat you thought yourself alone on. You finally spot her sitting on the shadowed steps to the upper deck. He's right about what? Sometimes the worst damage is invisible. I know we haven't had a chance to talk about the other night. Jay gets up and walks towards you, cutting off what you were about to say with a raised hand. Right now, there's something else I want to talk to you about. That's ominous. Should I be protecting my airway? Jay is silent for a moment and doesn't meet your eyes. Grim, have you let yourself grieve for Mom and Dad yet? I mean, really. Right now, I just need to focus on honoring their last wishes. I can worry about me later. I just realized that I had Tara and my circle of friends to rely on when I heard the news. When Jay's eyes finally find yours, they're brimming with care and empathy. You were all alone, and you never even had time to heal from losing your best friend. You got my call about Mom and Dad while the wound was still fresh from losing David. The truth of her words hits you like a truck, and you feel a sudden tightness in your chest. I see you carry all this guilt, but you have to know they never thought any less of you for leaving. How do you... Both of them were so goddamn proud of you. Always. Sometimes it felt a little unfair competing against your shadow. Emotions you've kept locked down for months begin to overwhelm your ability to suppress them. Jay, stop. You can't just let me off the hook like that. I don't get to just walk away from the consequences of my own decisions. They understood you better than you give them credit for, and they knew you'd find your way home. All they ever really wanted was for us to rebuild the bridges between us, and it's happening. The trickle of emotion becomes a raging torrent, and you find yourself unable to speak. Collapsing to your knees, you bow your head as the tears you've long denied yourself burst free. Jay kneels next to you and wraps you in a hug. Facing their loss is the one thing I can't do without you, Grim. And it's okay to need me too. That's all I have to say about that. One thing I'm grateful for is that George kept Jay and I busy studying under Lisa. There's an indescribable tension between the two of us we try our very best to hide. Lisa is a harsh taskmistress, but occasionally her mask slips and I see a hint of her warmer side. Mallory's radio silence bothers me. Everything seemed fine when we split up at the airport. Did I mess up somehow? I haven't seen her at the annex, and haven't had time to visit the labs. I hope for all of our sakes that everything went smoothly with Amanda's treatment. After tomorrow's session with Lisa, it's time for me to head over to Sophie's office for answers. Huh, sis checking in. Hey you, what you doing? Chilling in my room, catching up on my journal. Oh, writing anything juicy? Not really, just everything that's happened since the storm. Anything about us? Why ruin the surprise? You're just gonna steal it and read everything anyway. True story. Oh, speaking of surprises, where did you find Han? I still can't believe it. Dumb luck, really. Sorry he's not factory sealed and smells like pot stickers. Shut up, you made my year. I can't wait to show you how much it meant to me. I've got him on my nightstand. Guess who I think of every time I look at him? Glad I didn't blow it. Wanna get some coffee before meeting Lisa at the office tomorrow? George has me on assignment, so I won't be around until later. Anything I should know about? Nothing exciting, just cream pie duty. You had my curiosity. Now you have my attention. Ha! I see what you did there, LOL. No, just picking up snack cakes to George's sad and debilitating addiction. Trust me, Grim, when that happens, it won't be a chore. It will be me achieving my final form. Buckle up, Buttercup. I'm Skarouse. Should I wear my pads? You've had worse ideas. Just give me a little longer. I've waited a long time for this, and I want everything to be perfect. But you've been so amazing. I think you deserve a sneak peek of something I tried on for the occasion. That's not much of a something, is it? Whoops. Holy shit, I'm going to hell. Totally worth it. Not gonna jinx it by putting all these expectations on it. It'll happen when it happens, and it'll be perfect no matter what, because it's you, and you're worth the wait. You can see Jay's flustered typing, pausing, and then typing again. Ha! Got her. God damn it, Grim. Why do you have to be so freaking good at everything? Read that last line again, only slowly. Oh! Oh! Damn it, now I can't concentrate. I gotta go. Mwah, love you. I didn't think we'd ever talk this freely again. Ugh, I guess I better do my pool boy gig if I want to finish up before dark. Polygene Annex the next morning. Arriving 5 minutes ahead of schedule, you find Lisa hard at work already. What the? How the hell do you always beat me here? First rule of business, always be 15 minutes early. But you didn't know when I was going to get here. Did you? Lisa just stares back at you with an enigmatic smile. Highly effective people know where they need to be and make it so. Yeah, well, highly irritable people have a low tolerance for bullshit. Where's Jay? She's on assignment for George, but you already knew that. Sit. Please, God, not budget forecasting again. Bored already, boss? Wait till we talk about employee benefits vendor selection. I have a headache in my eye. Want to hear a secret? Sure. Delegate. Surround yourself with people who can deliver and leave the boring stuff to them. Best lesson ever. Budget forecasting will thrive in your capable hands. Oh, hell no. You can't hand off responsibility until you understand it completely. Indistinct profanity noises. But you and Jay have exceeded expectations lately, so we can switch things up a bit. What do you mean? Your time abroad, you learned a lot of things that apply directly to this job. They have literally nothing in common. They have everything in common. Listen closely. You traveled in countries where you didn't know the law or even the social code. You figured out how to thrive in spite of your soft upbringing, how to adapt. I guess. Negotiation in business is no different than convincing a dirty cop not to throw you in jail. She's right. The stakes and languages are different, but the same skill set and instincts determine the outcome. As Lisa talks, you notice she's dressed a little more provocatively than usual. She's always sexy in a mean teacher sort of way, but she's on a whole other level today. Grim, are you still with me? Right. Instincts. Lisa's eyes narrow as she realizes the source of your distraction. See something you like? Rather than the expected outrage, your voice exudes a subtle suggestiveness. Oh, anything I should know about is your right hand? Just housekeeping, really. I needed to check with Ray to see how my... Let's try this again. Oh, of course I do. I wanted to look good for you. What? Lisa moves sinuously to your side of your mother's desk and straddles you. I wasn't sure you'd notice. This is a joke, right? Oh God, no. These past few weeks getting to know you better. How you just jumped without hesitation into the ocean when Jay fell overboard. Her voice takes on a husky tone as her face inches closer and closer to yours. It makes me think you might be just the sort of guy who finally tames me. Lisa grinds lightly against you, and it doesn't feel like she's wearing panties. This is very unexpected. Leaning forward, Lisa nibbles playfully on your ear. She's not doing an Evander Holyfield. Want to see if that lock on storage A is still broken? You suddenly realize your cock is seconds away from inflating like a balloon animal into Lisa's crotch. Lisa? A split second before your renegade penis rats you out, Lisa giggles and hops off. So, why didn't you seize that opportunity? If I'm being honest, Lisa just smiles as if she knows what you're going to say next. It just seemed too good to be true that a woman like you'd be into me. Lisa's eyes widen briefly in surprise before her poker face is back. That didn't feel like it was entirely an act, and she reacted to praise. In other words, you trusted your instincts. Yes. Sitting back down, Lisa looks at you intently. You almost fated to be your own worst enemy. You are young, very handsome, and about to become extremely wealthy, a volatile combination. Wait, did you just say I'm handsome? Focus, Grim. Nearly everyone around you will have an agenda. Never lose sight of that. This sounds personal to her. She wants to make sure I don't repeat a mistake she made. In your position, you must always be two steps ahead. Be frugal with your trust. Otherwise, some con artist will weasel into your dojo and burn it down around you. Does nearly everyone include you? You should treat me like it does, until it's no longer a question. And if I already know how to separate simple fun from responsibility and duty, let's try putting her on the defensive for once. Then I might think I've found a potential playmate. Now, where were we? Storage A, I think. Lisa looks at you appraisingly for a moment before smirking at you. Nice try. As gratifying as demonstrating some of my more specialized skills for you sounds, I didn't get to where I am by being the meat in a spit roast between my bosses. And I thought you were all work and no play. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that J is why you pulled that post-graduation stunt. If Tanaka or Chapman were my competition, I wouldn't even relish the challenge. But that girl's been planning to play ball with you since before she even had grass on her field. Thank you for that therapy-inducing insight. I'd have to be a special kind of stupid to put myself in her way. Good talk, we done? Wait a minute. You were testing me. Is it wrong that I'm a little sad you passed? I don't know if I could have turned you down. Oh, you're going to pay for that. Oh, absolutely, but not today. Right now I need to go to the labs to figure out why Mallory and Sophie aren't returning my texts. I can't remember the last time I got played like that. I'm legitimately impressed. All right. And that's where we're going to stop for now. Okay, so it's the 15th. Technically the 15th. We can do one more for you guys on the 22nd. And I'll try to make it an hour. But after that, yeah, I'm not going to be, you know, it's going to be a different situation. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Chasing Sunsets. Stay tuned.